Hi, good morning. I'm Yi Quan Li. I'm from Taiwan. I'm teaching at National Yang-Ming University now. And the title I'm going to present is Building Capacity of Community Leaders Through Program Planning Training Workshop. Example, Danshui Healthy City in Taipei. That is in Taiwan. So because this is the third-year project for the whole Healthy City, so I'd like to overview the definition according to Hancock and Dunn. And healthy city is continue creating and improving those physical and the social environments and strengthen those community resources, which enable people to mutually support each other in performing all the functions of life and achieving their maximum potential. Healthy City strong emphasis on commitment and involvement of community people rather than solving healthy problems. Three concepts behind Healthy City are community development, empowerment, coalition building. So that's the concept I'm using in building Danshui Healthy City. That is the small county in Taipei. And Danshui City is a beautiful harbor, not only in scenic mountain views and the beautiful rivers and the lakes, but also in historic and cultural heritage. Its particular human and natural resources make the residential environment and the development of economic, culture, and education all prosperous. So I forgot to mention the first slide. I'd like to go back. The first slide. You can see on the right-hand corner, this is this logo for the Danshui Healthy City, and it's drawn by 1/5th grade of a primary school student. So that's under, the meaning of this logo is like the process of a worm becoming a butterfly. So it means that's Danshui fly. We have some essential idea behind Danshui Healthy City because I graduated from Indiana University. So I learned lots of experience from Indiana and the concept Healthy Cities. So there's one is identify health issues, developing health community resources, reaching community consensus, strengthen community organizations, establish the community organization network, stimulating community participation, broaden the impacts of community health activities. The reason I highlight the fourth and the fifth one is according to this concept, we done the community assessment. The whole we complete the assess the whole Danshui City. So that's the first part, the first concept. So this study I'm going to present is our third year work. So the main theme for the third year work is strength. We like to strengthen community organizations, and also we like to establish the community organization network. We start in 2007. The funding is from our national government for the first 2 years. Then the funding just complete, just done. Then the local Danshui government sponsored for the 3 years. So we start for the first year, we start from assessing community needs. Danshui Township government, community leaders, and scholars from both National Yang-Ming University, the place I'm working, and also from Danshui University were together to hold focus groups for the first year, workshops, and the questionnaire survey, and the secondary data review to identify health issues. So we have some results for the first year health assessment. We find out increased community request. These are the health concern, health issues raised by like local people, and also we review some documentation, and then we did surveys. So that's the results. And the first one is increased community recreation space, mountain and maintain environmental hygiene, promote resource recycling, disseminate traffic safety, maintain community safety, the establishment and the reinforcement of mental health care. So after we have all these health concerns, then we have an annual steering committee meeting. We decide to categorize those health issues into three different dimensions, as environmental, ecology, social security, and healthcare and medical services. The second year, we according to those concerns, we according to the principal, crossing departments, crossing specialists or professional, and community participation. According to these principles, we initiate some health projects in the community. And also we have an organization, Danshui Health City Association, was formed with the purpose to promote health and people. So we initiate some specific project the second year, working more to live healthy, planting trees to beautify the environment, concerning the neighborhood, and promoting safety environment. This is our annual meeting. The guy in the center is the mayor, Dan Sui, and I don't have a point, I think. This is the representative from the central government and the Taipei County, and me, and also the scholar from the Dan Sui University. And I just report some community assessment to all the people from like hospital to local people. And so this is a Dan Sui Health City Association. We have the meeting every month. This I like to show you the traditional, so it's very historic place in Dan Sui. It's a very still the house. And it's just temporary activities going on. The harbor, so you can see, so many, so still some fishers, and the temple, the tree, the road tree, so you have idea what Dan Sui is. Also, the picture down the bottom is Dan Sui, so it's Chinese letters. Okay, the third year, during the second year experience, we find out the most important thing to empower those community leaders, because we don't want to do the health project for them or just with them. We like to, the community can do the health program by their own selves, such as to assess what's the health problem and what kind of resources they can search from. So the third year of the project is to promote the community leaders' capacity through educational training workshop. The rationale of leader training from the Indiana Healthy City, it is important for community leaders to have capabilities in problem solving and take health actions. The experience from California Health City, successful leaders can provide direction and structure for community participation, encouraging participation from diversity community networks. Focus on both process and tax detail and cultural connection to other leaders. So I'd like to escape all this rationale. And the design of the third year is PAR, Participant Action Research. Actually, it's very similar to community-based Participant Action Research, CBPR also. And I use pre and post-test method to check the changes of leaders after attending a workshop training. The content of the workshops is I'd like to through the program to empower those people. So the content of this including community needs, setting work planning, and also how to mobilize resources to evaluate program effects. We start from April 2009. Every 2 weeks, educational workshops was held in Dan Sui County, Taipei County, and each intervention hosts 3 hours. This is activities. I introduce how to write a program proposal, list all the community leaders. And also they have a small groups discussion. We invite different scholars. This is a visit for them. And then also they learn how to cook healthy diet for the elders. The participants are political leaders, and organization leaders in Danshui, recommended by local government Danshui City, who aggressively to maintain a level of cohesion to improve community people health, and are interested in a prize fund from the local government by submitting a grant proposal. The response reads, 90 community organizations met the criteria in Danshui and have invited to participate. Only 42 leaders who are president or vice president willing to participate, so response rate 46.6. However, when we, because the whole program lasts for six months and every 2 weeks, so our criteria is complete at least 70% of classes and both pre and post test, only 15 completed. We have two instruments for quantitative types. Also, we use qualitative data collection. Two instruments include the self-efficacy of performing health program planning for community leaders. The second one is group partnerships. That include general partnership, trust, communication, conflict resolution, commitment, and the consensus goals. That is the most important concept I'm most interested in. And the participant characteristic, most gender almost even, and the age range from 31 to 50 to 75. 100 are married, and the high school graduate made up 66.7. And more than 60 of participants have a non-experience in writing proposal. More than 17 of participants have never received a training program for the past year. And I have two effects that to check. The first, self-efficacy of performing health program planning. We can say the data. I use the weak consensus size rank test, and all no matter in the performing health program planning or confidence in data collection is assessment, diagnosis, program planning, and evaluation, all significantly improve after years, after program. However, the good partnership, none of domain items in good partnerships significantly improve. And I figure out some reason as one is unstable attending workshop because group partnership did not grow significant in the short term period. Another reason may be because duration educational is a little bit longer. During this period of time, the leaders have to attend like cultural activities for the whole county, so they just excuse from the training. And the other reason, according to Ethereal, that she told us that the gaining of good partnership should wait after growth of leaders' capabilities in involving initial community programs and increasing community participation. So I'm still following the growth of community partnership, but hopefully it's not in the study data, but I can tell the some of group leaders can be together to discuss how to write submit the proposal, the grant proposal. Okay, and also I use the some qualitative type study from the records, field notes, and the interview with participants. I have three things derived from. The first one is the awareness has been raised about the importance of program planning. The second one is broaden the health issues scope. The third one is community people can be involved in decision-making of health programs and not only passive participants. Especially for the second one, some leaders most interested in the, like a green, the clean space for the community. So the first time the workshop, they just asked me, I'm not a health professional expert. You can tell me, I can do everything you tell me, but after the program, they find out, or even though plant the trees is the important issue related to the health. There's two limitations, the generability, and also there's no comparison group. Conclusion of this study showed that after attending a six-month educational workshop, community leaders' assessment, planning, and evaluation skills has been strengthened significantly. And public health nurses have the responsibility to advocate and provide training workshops for community leaders in order to empower them by informing and consulting. Particularly, public health nurses have a responsibility to work with community leaders as a partner to advocate, provide training workshops for them. The mixed method of qualitative and quantitative data analysis is needed to identify effects of training for community leaders. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Any questions? Comments?
Yes.
Sidebar, but because I don't know a lot about public health nursing in other countries, what is the requirement, because you have the recommendations for what public health nurses can do or should be doing, what is the educational requirement in your country for public health nursing?
Yeah, we have a more mass prepare already. Like in my school, I graduated from Indiana almost 20 years ago, but when I go and I graduated in community health nursing department, I've been involved in the Indiana Health City project. So when I went back to Taiwan in 1993, I initiated a graduate program in my school, National Yang-Ming University. So we start to teach the students, our master students. Hopefully, lots of public health nurses in Taipei City. I cannot tell other because the Taipei capital in Taiwan. So Taipei City, lots of public health nurses are master prepared and graduate from our program because we have almost 20 years. So the reason I also involve public health nurses in this project, and the government Taiwan initiated the Healthy City project for more than 6 years, but few of them initiated by nurse, most of them like public health person and environmental something. So this project, the reason I have the chance is I have a graduate student who work in the Taipei County Department as main person. So you can see from the picture. So that's the reason I have the chance to initiate this project in Danshui City.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you.